Now to our next story. For a long time, there's been debate and quite a lot of local unhappiness about where to site a low-level nuclear waste facility in Australia's inland. Well, 4 days ago, a decision was made, and Wire reporter Jack Padley has been looking into it. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Annie. Yes, the decision has been made to host on a property called Napandee, which is 20 kilometres west of Kimber on South Australia's Eyre Peninsula.
And still a bit of dissent in the community about it, I gather, though?
Yes, it's true. I did speak to Kimber Mayor Dean Johnson today, and he's very much in favour, of course. But it was clear from what he told me that the federal government is providing a lot of money to host this facility.
We've already had $2 million in grants for the Kimber District Community Benefits Project, which has recognised the disruption that's been caused throughout the consultation process. We've got a further $2 million under that program that's just getting rolled out now. We'll have $8 million to build business and skills development and education. There'll be $3 million Indigenous heritage funding. And once the facility is operational, there'll be a $20 million capital contribution fund that the community can use as an ongoing benefit throughout the life of the project.
And is there any concern that tourism would be affected?
Sure. Well, all the evidence we have is that visitor numbers will actually go up. There will be a visitor centre built at the facility as part of the project. So places like Anstow host about 15 to 20,000 people every year through their facility, and we're anticipating similar numbers. So I think this will actually build tourism. We do recognise that although there is significant local support to this project, there are those opposed. So we've got to do everything we can to bring them on board and make them feel a part of this project and keep to reassuring them that their concerns are being taken notice of and that we have the evidence to back up that there will be no negative effects.
A lot of the opposition seems to be coming from the Indigenous communities, specifically the Indigenous communities of the area. What kind of steps towards those communities do you think you could make to bring everybody into the fold towards this idea that you believe is going to be beneficial?
There are no Indigenous communities near Kimber. Native title holders of the land of the Bungala people, none of whom live in Kimber at the moment, but those Indigenous owners will receive the $3 million package. I think the government has a lot of work to do to work to educate and consult with the Indigenous community, and the Minister's acknowledged that to me and says the department's going to work really hard to try and bring them on board and show them the benefits and make sure we can work constructively and get some win-win situations happening.
What would you say that would be a win-win situation for both the communities in opposition and in support?
It's not really for my input, but some of the obvious things would be to raise employment opportunity for their members and their families. And also, we would love to work with the local Indigenous population to try and get some heritage and tourism programs up as well in our local district. We have none of that at the moment, so it would be terrific to form a partnership and get some of those things happening.
That's Dean Johnson, he's Mayor of Kimber. Well, the partnership he's hoping for might be a long way off because the local Bungala Aboriginal community up there have announced they're taking their fight back to the courts today following a protest on site last weekend. Anti-nuclear activist and chair of neighbouring Andumutna Traditional Lands Association, Vince Coulthard, told Sarah Martin about the community's response to the announcement about Kimber.
They've been sly about the way they go about doing business, so leaving people out that are likely to vote against the process or having the waste dumped there. Great to see that the Canavan's gone, so maybe a different minister might have a different approach.
A lot of the concern about this kind of waste isn't strictly around the storage. Low-grade waste that is being stored in population centres at the moment, it's a lot to do with the transit as well, isn't it? And it has to travel through lands to get there.
I mean, it's got to come through some of the centres like Port Augusta, Whyalla, and all the little towns in between. Wherever it comes from, it comes through some some residential areas and highly populated areas to some remote towns. You know, if there's any spillages or accidents on the way, who's responsible?
How has this conversation been affecting the relationships through the district? Is everyone being respectful of one another?
No, it's it has a big effect on some families. Some families that you've known that are very good, that have been very close over the years, have fallen apart because some members, you know, think that's going to bring about benefits, you know, monetary benefits. So it becomes money. Money is the root of all evil. As you know, it's always been said that, and it has really taken effect on a lot of communities. Some people are getting quite angry. My role in the Kemba area is very minimal. My people come from the Flinders Range. We're here to support the Bungalow people in their fight against the nuclear waste dump. I mean, you know, it's everybody's interest. It's a, you know, concern all the people living in the Spencer Gulf region, Eyre Peninsula, and rest of Australia, because this is this farming area produces some of the grains that we rely on. That's something that should be concerning everyone.
Do you have more actions planned? I know you had the big event on the weekend. Is there more coming up?
There will be. It's now given that Kimber has been named as the site, so there'll be a lot of activities now, a lot of actions, and we will continue to stand with the Bungalow people to help them fight this, to get this thing not on their country.
Vince Coulthard, anti-nuclear activist, speaking with The Wire's Sarah Martin.